Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon and God bless you. This is your silly Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm delighted to come into your home, on your job, on the internet, wherever you may be around the world, on the chat lines, amen. We are just delighted that you joined the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry. And let me tell you, this is an awesome day. That's right, I say it's an awesome day because why? Because we're still in the land of the living. That means that we still got an opportunity to make an impact on somebody's life, amen. Or someone has an opportunity to make an impact on you. You know, so I get excited every day. I open my eyes and I see that I'm still here. Paul said that it's good for me to still be here for your sake, but to be absent from the body is to be present with God. You know, so when we leave out of here, praise God, you know, well, I'm going to be with the Lord. Amen. But until that time, I'm going to keep my hands to a good work. And, you know, I'm excited about today. You know, we're going to count down. That's right. I said the countdown. We have approximately 17 more days before we have the free community gospel concert outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the street. I'm telling you, in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, that's going to be on a Saturday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And let me tell you, I am so excited about what God is about to do. You know something? You might be saying, well, man of God, you sound excited and you've been talking about this here. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a vision, he gives you provision. Amen. And let me tell you, everything that we need, my goodness, we have got the drum sets donated, we got the sound man, we have the musicians, we have the different praise and worship dances, the singers coming, we just got some more sponsors the other day, we got toys, gift certificates, two proclamations, oh my goodness, and it just goes on and on and on, and today we are delighted to have in our studios our special guest. He's going to also be ministering on that day, William McLeod. Amen. And let me tell you something. He's been on the Bobby Jones Experience. He lives out here in New Jersey. Not only that, but he has a couple of records, singles, and CDs out. And we're going to find some more about that in a little bit. I'm about to bring him out shortly. I want you to just call somebody and let them know that we have one of the guests on today that's going to bring forth, amen. We're going to talk about his upcoming albums and different things, what God has used him for in the ministry. You know, it's wonderful when you can have folks that are humble and transparent and don't mind coming on, don't mind answering the call, you know, and this is a call right now. And so I'm just excited for this anointed man of God to be coming on with us. I guess I should have called him Deacon Williams, but you know something, McLeod, but we understand, praise God, that you know we are all servants to the Most High God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and bring out our special guest today. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine, Pastor Thompson. It's a blessed day in the Lord. It's a wonderful sunshiny day here where I'm at, New Jersey, and a great opportunity to come and share with you and your listening audience that a little bit about me and a little bit about your program that's coming up soon, which I'm very excited about being able to participate in. Looking forward to it. Amen.
Well, you know, we're gonna jump on into it. It's gonna open up a word of prayer, and then we're gonna go ahead and just get into this interview. Praise God, Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne, the grace on today, and we bless you, Lord. We just say thank you, Lord, and we ask you on today that you would increase as we decrease, so that you will just be in the midst of everything that's be said and done, Lord, and that you will bless those that are listening and those that need to hear from you. They will hear from you in more than one way. We just thank you, Lord, for our guests on today, and we just electrify the atmosphere. And we know that when two or more are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst, and whatever we ask, it shall be given. So we thank you ahead of time, Father. We just bless you. We give you the praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, once again, our special guest today is no other than... Because shall we call you deacon, or shall we just go with the William McLaurin? Which one?
Well, I'd like to make one little correction to my name.
Is it McLeod?
It's pronounced McLeod. Yes, it is, sir. And
yes, okay.
In my music ministry, I just basically go by that name, McLeod. But
okay.
For those who like to use first name, it is William McLeod.
Yes, yes, okay. I know the Holy Ghost is just telling me McLeod. Amen. Praise God. I do apologize.
That's okay.
So let's jump out into this.
Sure.
So tell me, how long have you been as an artist in the ministry of singing?
Well, for quite some time. My beginnings in gospel music actually began back in 1985. Prior to 1985, it was anything I sang. But in 85, I left a job that I was on, and it gave me the opportunity to attend church on a regular basis. The job that I had worked me a lot of Sundays. We worked almost all Sundays. And when I got free time, got a Sunday off, I'm not going to say I went to church, but I would occasionally. But I left this job, and Sundays were available, and I said, I can go to church. So I went to church, and would you know that the first day back in the church, and the church I attended at the time was Second Baptist Church of Rahway, New Jersey. And
wow.
that day that I re-entered into the church with some regularity, there was a choir singing. And I said, you know what, that's what I want to do. I want to join the choir. And this would now be my first experience in a gospel choir. So that following Wednesday, when there was choir rehearsal, I went and I joined the choir. And so I can say that my beginnings in my ministry began back in 1985.
Amen. Amen.
It's grown since then.
Yes, sir. And the thing is, too, you know, a lot of people I notice today, you know, there's a lot of talented people out here that have the gift that want to get into the ministry and sing and so forth. And over the years, I'm more than sure you had an opportunity to travel and meet other artists. What would you suggest to someone that's out there right now that's trying to get into the ministry? What would you tell them is the most important thing they need to do?
I would tell them that the most important thing is to practice, because there's a misnomer in the word practice. Most people you'll hear say practice makes perfect. Well, practice does not make perfect, but one thing practice does do, it does make permanent. So I would say practice, because you will at least be able to do what it is that you set out to do, because you've done it repeatedly enough. It's not going to be perfect, but it will be permanent, and you'll have established a way in which to make your craft, your gift, be more acceptable, because it will be as good as you can have it be. You know, so many people come before folk unprepared, and so this is a preparedness, you know, and that's the most important thing that I see. First, you have a gift, because every gift ain't for every person, and if that is your gift, then practice is most of the utmost importance.
Amen.
I tell a lot of the young folks that.
Yes. And, you know, I see a lot of folks that are trying to get on different labels and things of that nature. And it appears to me at times that, you know, they might not even have, like, the knowledge to know about, you know, the contracts and the management and how everything works within that arena. You know, I know that how many CDs do you have out right now?
Right now I have two CDs out. My first one entered in the November of 2011, entitled Finally, and for good reason. I finally reached the point where I got something done, you know. And so
Amen.
I entitled it Finally. And then in 2013, I came out with another one entitled "That's Where You Found Me," and both great, both of them great projects. Between my producer and I, you know, we wrote everything. So I don't like to cover songs. I do cover them when I go out and perform different places, different times. But I always wanted to have the creativity of my own, and so that's what I've been able to do.
Amen. And it's always good to be a master copy, you know, and I understand. So right now, what are you doing? Are you working on something currently?
Well, the one thing that I'm working on musically is not a project per se as of yet. We will be entering back into studio soon. And I've always seen, you're going to love this, Pastor Thompson. I've always envisioned myself as a balladeer, so to speak. And so I've done two songs that are very spiritual. And the next one is going to be spiritual as well. But as I see myself as a balladeer, which simply means I love to sing love songs. Well,
yes,
my next vision, my next vision for my next music is coming from Songs of Solomon, and it will be a compilation of love songs as drafted from that piece of work, which will still have it be in the vein of the spiritualness that I like to put forward, but it's also going to be, you know, it's not going to be in the vein of some of the things that these people do today. It's going to be spiritual, it's going to be appropriate, and it's coming from that book, Songs of Solomon. And in fact,
well,
that's what title of Songs of Solomon.
Yes, King Solomon, that's a deep book right there.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
but there's some poignant things that can be brought out in song, and I'll bring them out appropriately.
Right. And I mean, no, and I do understand because, you know, it's a book of love.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of things in there that shows the appreciation and so forth of what love is and how those Solomon and his love for his wife and so forth. There's so many different stories in that book. Now, I want to talk about, you know, while we got some time, amen, I want to talk about this coming June 20th, amen.
June 20th,
yes, sir. We got so many people that's coming in the way of the people in the city, from other cities. We got different people performing, my goodness. And I'm excited about what God's going to do on that day. And, you know, one of the things I know I called you, we never met before personally,
sure.
But, you know, your spirit, you know, it's just wonderful. And you came out and, you know, and it accepted the call. You know, what do you expect? What are you looking for on that day to happen?
Well, first of all, you have a ministry, there's a movement, and you have purpose behind what you're doing for that day. So that is more of what I expect to see happen, the completion of what it is you've set your hand to on that day. The rest of us that will be there will just be there to assist in making sure that what you've envisioned takes place. And so my part in it will be what I do in support of what you're doing that day. And it's going to be a blessed day. And if all others that are coming with the same spirit in mind, just imagine what can take. You can just imagine right now what can take place that day, who will be reached and what will be felt and how God will be pleased at all around, you know, what's going
Amen.
Forth in his name. Yes.
Yes, amen. And, you know, and one of the things I am excited because I truly believe that this day will be a life-changing event for many people.
Yes.
I'm looking for, you know, the captives to be set free and all type of miracles just to happen in the midst of people. You know, a lot of times we never know how to see. I was telling someone a few days ago, like when we were coming up in the old church, you know, back in the day, you know, there was something about when God and the Holy Spirit had free course. It wasn't restricted. They couldn't put it in a bottle. They couldn't put the Holy Spirit on a timetable, you know, like they did so much. But there was something about just being able just to have a free, that God had a free course. And, you know, miracles and a lot of things were happening, you know. So that's how I feel about this here, even concerning you. You know, I'm truly excited that you're going to be there that day, you know, and, you know, I know that this is going to be talked about for some time. You know, mm-hmm. as you and so many come to minister, you know, and I thank God for you. Now, I do want to ask you now, do you have a website where people can come find you and they can contact
yes,
you if they want to call upon you to come to minister?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I can be reached. My website is, and I'll spell this out for you, www.wgmcleod.com. Music, so that's www.wgmcleodmusic.com. wgmcleodmusic.com, McLeod spelled M-C-L-E-O-D. There on that site you'll find, of course, you'll find opportunities to take advantage of my available music where I can be contacted to be able to be reached to come out and share my gift with whatever the opportunity might be. And you'll see some photographs and, you know, you mentioned at the beginning of your show that I had done a little bit of time with the Bobby Jones Experience. And so we have
yes.
a clip there. We have a clip of that on there and a few other things. So, yes, www.wgmcleodmusic.com.
Amen. And talk about the Bobby Jones Experience. How was that experience? You know, and tell me, you know, what was it like to be on the Bobby Jones, you know, show?
Well, it really was a fantastic experience. My wife and I, we went to Memphis, Tennessee, where they happened to have this one particular show on Impact Television. And we got there, and it was my turn, and I sang a song from my recent CD entitled, I can't even think of the name, it's off the top of my head, but I did one of my songs. And at the end of it, this was Bobby Jones would come out, and he'll talk to each person. And he actually, he liked the song so much, he started to sing a piece of it. And so he and I had this little sing-off going on for a moment there. It was just a great experience. I don't know if I've seen much of that happening with him and some of the artists that he
right,
had the
right.
opportunity to speak with him. But it was just great. And
wow.
We had an enjoyable time.
Really Amen. Did. You know, that's a
that
wonderful
I said Memphis, Tennessee. That was Nashville, Tennessee. I'm sorry. It was Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, but that's an honor to have the Mr. Bobby Jones. You know.
Right.
You know, he's like an icon. You know, and I know you have on one of your albums. You know, That's Where You Find Me. You have I Still Believe the
yes.
End of a Thing. Charge
yes.
It. That's where you
yes.
found that's like your hit there. Well done. Walk by
and
faith.
Taste and See is the one that I did on his show. That was it. It was on that same album you're speaking of. Taste and See.
Yes, yes, yes. I figured I start talking about that. You.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, yes, sir. We worship you, supernatural. More of you, less of me.
Yes.
And I'm determined. And Amen. That's awesome. Well, you know, I'm truly just delighted to have you. We're excited for
you.
And thank you so much for coming on today just to,
yes.
you know, be a blessing and just share with the people who you are. And listen, beloved, you that are listening on today, it's truly a blessing. Y'all need to come on out. If you're in the tri-state area, y'all come out on June 20th. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. Bring your family, bring your aunts, bring people who are sick, bring people who are not, whatever. Just bring everybody. Y'all just all come on out. Amen. And we're just going to celebrate. Jesus, my goodness. And we're going to also celebrate those that don't know Jesus, because by the time they leave there, they're going to know about Jesus.
They will
they're going to
know
that God is still alive. How about that one?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Amen.
Yes,
so it does me honor to have William McLeod on today, the gospel recording artist. Amen. And we just want y'all just to tune in now. Amen. Thank you so much, sir, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to
Amen.
The 20th. And we'll be praying that everything goes as it needs to on that
day. Amen. Yes, sir. God bless you now.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
And you have a wonderful day. You're welcome.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye now.
That was finally, amen. That was finally, and we also have Changes Things by our special guest. His name is no other than William McLeod. Maryland, just to be a part of what God is doing, you know. And the wonderful thing about it, this is a free. I said free. It doesn't cost you a dime, you know. A lot of folks say, well, this if you were going to a park or a theater somewhere or the Madison Square Garden, they'll be charging you $25, $30, $40, $50 for such a lineup that we have, amen. And this is going to minister to you and your family. I'm telling you, we have featuring Lavelle Johnson and the Lehigh Valley Voices of Praise. You know, we already have William G. McLeod, amen. We got Robbie Newborn, Trinity Baptist, Mel Corliss, He Who Has an Ear, Sign Language Ministry. We have Shalom International Dance Ministry, Care Church Praise Team, the Soul Stirrers, another vocalist, Marianne and AJ, The Voice, and Tyler, and Tornado 4.18. And we have Aretha Smith. I mean, there's so many people, so many things going on. We have free Bibles we're giving out, amen, hot dogs and soda, face painting for the children. I'm giving away gift certificates. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to a place where they were doing so much for everybody else. Not asking for nothing from you, outside of you to be there. Amen. They will take a love donation towards the ministry. We have a good friend of mine, Apostle Dr. Felix Colon. He's going to MC. Amen. I'm going to be speaking yours truly that evening. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you need more information, go to our website at www.citywidecog.org for more information in direction. I hope to see you there. Amen. Now, listen, beloved, you got to join me on tomorrow. I got a guest speaker coming on, and I'm telling you, God has just been blessing us. Every time I turn around, God has someone else coming through. Amen. Just to share and deposit a word of life into the people of God out there. Amen. And I want you to know that if you that have been listening under my voice, you said, man of God, you know, we understand you're celebrating the 7th year of the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry, and you want to sow into the ministry, amen, please go to www.citywidecog.org, amen. Those that want to sow in a $70 fee that represents 7 years, you can do so. Those that just want to sow in, praise God, just whatever God places in your heart, please do so. If you're from the old school and you want to just send in a check or a money order, please make it out to Citywide Church of God, and you will send it to P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey. The zip code is 08886. Once again, that is Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. Amen. You may email us at the word for today. That's the word. Actually, email is word number four today at citywidecog. Amen. Word number four today at citywidecog.org. And once again, I want to let you know that please reach out to our brother William, amen, McLeod, and support him. Visit his website as well. Amen. And once again, listen, beloved, we're just excited about what God is doing. Praise God. Once again, I just want to thank our guests on today. God bless you, man, and God, for this staying with us for the entirety of the broadcast. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. And you know, just keep on believing in God. And I want to say this to all of you that are listening. I want you to know that your end will be better than your beginning. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. And listen, until we meet again, I want you to know, tell someone that Jesus loves them as much as you do as well. Amen. Listen, this is Apostle Andre Thompson. Until we meet on tomorrow, y'all be blessed. And remember, Jesus is still alive. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. and I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.